All right, we are here, and we are Galexis, and welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, so many bright lights here. How wonderful. We look forward to working with you, being with you, playing with you, loving and healing you this evening. We begin by speaking a little bit about a topic that we have not really focused on or covered in great depth before, and that of making really good decisions and choices. Right now, at this time on the planet, a great spiritual acceleration is taking place. So much is happening. So much is opening up. So much possibility. So much potential. So much change. That it is really important for each individual, in order to move forward on their own spiritual path, to develop and expand their light to themselves, it's imperative to be able to trust oneself and make choices, to be able to make useful choices, powerful choices, helpful choices. Very significant choices are being made right now. Some of you may be feeling that, because we've gone through for so long now, you might not really realize how much of the dark chaos you've gone through. The dark chaos where the old has been dismantled, where the old is broken down, where the old patterns are in your face and you know they don't work, you're letting them go. A bit of chaos also in the sense of disorientation and change in your self-image, in what you perceive about yourself. Circumstances in your life changing, perhaps losing relationships or jobs or circumstances. And so at this time of great change, it is imperative to dream a new future for yourself. Dream that future you came to experience, that you came to help the whole planet create. A great shift, it is often called. Some people talk about ascension. Well, ascension is down the road still. But the great shift is here now. So the opportunity is to dream, to imagine. But you don't want to dream and imagine that which you've already done. You've been there, done that. You don't want any more victimhood. You don't want to martyr yourself. You don't want to burn out anymore. You don't want to struggle and with a relationship that just continuously limits you. No, you want to expand your freedom. Feel more love. Feel more power. Take your power and step forth, trusting the divine plan. You came here to this physical plane to follow, to unfold in your own free will kind of way. And so now, at this particular time on the planet, you've moved into the light chaos. Yeah, now there may still be remnants of the dark chaos going on, but the light chaos, where things are coming from the future to you, fast and furious. Things that are unknown, things that you may not feel already in control of and familiar. Lots of unfamiliar possibilities. Nothing to be afraid of, dear ones. This is actually a phenomenal, phenomenal time. A time for the great leap, for your great leap. A leap into your greatness. That's why it's a great leap, right? And you can do it. You can do it right now. You don't have to wait and wonder when's the new age going to come in or December 21st, 2012. You don't have to wait. It's here now. But the light chaos is coming in with positive energies. For some people, they're more foreign, more strange than the negative. And so as a result, can be more terrifying. But no, dear ones, as you've been going through this chaos, there's been a lot of disorientation. There's a lot of terror, old rage coming up to release your powerlessness, to release the fears, to release the old angers, the resistances, the attachments to old sense of order that no longer applies. So as you face this influx of new things coming to you, you must make good choices. Now, when we say you must make good choices, we can hear it in your mind emotionally, energetically respond to it and say, oh my gosh, I've got to make good choices. What if I make the wrong choice? What if I make a bad mistake? What if I lose? What if I fail? What if I screw up? There's pressure on me to make the right choice. And I have to make a choice that's right and true for circumstances I don't even know the parameters of yet. How do I make choices under these circumstances? Now, we worded it that way specifically to point out that type of response. But what we would like to suggest is to take all the pressure off of yourselves. We're going to share with you ways to make choices to activate decisions that is helpful, positive, empowering, and supportive for you. The first thing is to recognize that in the past, when you've made decisions and choices, that your way of doing it was learned to select one as the good choice, and the other options had to be not good or bad choices. And you felt compelled to judge a whole bunch of them and rationalize why you don't take this choice or that choice or that one or that option or that option or that possibility, so that you feel justified and right in making the choice that you make. We would suggest throw all that out the window. That doesn't work anymore. It does not work in the light chaos. Because if you make a choice by judgment, you basically create a positive, negative polarity. And frankly, in the light chaos, the options that are coming to you may be all light. They may be all positive. You know, how do you choose between one thing that's positive and another thing that's positive? So the temptation to make judgments, to make linear analyses of what you should be choosing, is just flawed to the hilt. It is a mess. It will snag you. It will drag you back into the past, into negativity and limitation. So how do you make choices then? You make choices by preference. And how do you know what your preference is? When you have a bunch of options and a bunch of possibilities, how do you order or organize your preferences? What's at the top of your preference list? For some people, the top of their preference list, the orientation by which they make any choice, may have to do with love. Somebody's going to like me or love me or appreciate me or value me or care about me. For others, that choice is to be made because of money. Okay, this is going to make me money. This looks like this is going to make me more money than the other thing. So this is the way I'm going to establish my preference. This is the way I'm going to choose. And we would suggest by doing it that way, you're also running into a whole heap of trouble. So think about, how do you prioritize your choices? And we would suggest that the first way to do that is to align you consciously with your greater self, with the self that you are wishing to be, the future self That is the one who is beyond your limitations, beyond your issues, that self. Now you may think, oh, I'm just imagining that. Yeah, but imagination is fifth dimension. That future is more true to you than you are in your actions here. Let that be a filter. What decision would get you there? What decision will enable you to be more, to feel more positive emotion? All right? And so we'd suggest that the matrix of the new reality, the matrix of your, and foundation, you might say, of your multidimensional self is founded in, first of all, love rather than fear and shame and inadequacy. It's love, right? That's total acceptance, total value, total appreciation. Love, power. Power is the ability to make choices and act on them. And it can also be the capacity to create a reality, a lifestyle, a life that you want. Your power is yours. If somebody else seems to have power over you, it is because you have given power to them. And you can always take your power back. And you expand your power. And as you do that, you can get more in touch with your free will. And this free will reinforces your power and your power and your will and your love strengthens you, builds you, expands your light so that you attract to yourself more magic and success in all that you manifest. So love, power. Where are you ultimately going anyway in your spiritual path but freedom? The freedom to be you. The freedom to live in alignment with what is are your moral standards, your principles, your own personal values, your spiritual values. The freedom to live accordingly. Those basic freedoms, like the freedom to move from one place to another, the freedom to go to this person rather than that person. You have a lot of freedom. It's kind of what was this country was founded upon. This concept of freedom to pursue your happiness. Freedom, though, freedom to love, freedom to have your power, freedom to be you, freedom to grow, freedom to play, freedom to create, freedom to understand more of how the cosmos works. And to dance in it and celebrate it and revel in it. Freedom, love, and power. Whew. Ah. Now, these are good preferences. These are good ways to prioritize your choices. The final piece of the matrix. Now, normally people think in terms of three as a matrix, you know, like length, width, and depth. But we're doing four, because what we're doing is a matrix that's fourth dimensional and beyond. That fourth piece, very critical piece, is trust, safety, safety and trust. Now, not safety in the sense of safety, security like a child, or the safety, security energy of locking your doors and putting lots of chains on and bars on the windows. Now I'm safe. Not that kind of safety. But a sense of safety because you and your universe are friends. Your universe is not your enemy. You don't have to fight it. You don't have to struggle with it. It is your partner. And in that sense also, to connect with that part of you that is greater, and so you can trust the plan that your higher self and you put together for you. And trust that what you're going to do will work out okay. How many of you, when you are faced with making a decision or just selecting between opportunities and options and so on, without knowing all the all the detail of it so you can nail that sucker down, how many of you can trust that it's all going to turn out really good, regardless of which one you choose? That's being connected to your reality in a very positive and loving way. And that's feeling safe that you are not going to sabotage yourself and create pain and suffering and trauma for yourself. That you're going to create realities and you're going to experience realities. Yes, some may be challenging, but ultimately you will prevail. Ultimately, you will feel the joy, the happiness, and the celebration, and the peace within. This gives you a tremendous sense of strength to anticipate and expect magic, to anticipate and expect it's all going to work out. Now, imagine for a moment that you have a decision to make, a decision that may be a major or significant life decision. It could be as much a significant one, or shall I get married to this person? Shall I divorce this person or separate from this person? Shall I quit this job and take another job? Or even more scary, shall I quit this job and see if I can create my dream and manifest it? How do you trust yourself? You see, each one of you has an ego. And if you sabotage yourself, it's not really you, the greater you, who's connected and plugged in to the love, the power, the freedom, and the safety trust. It's a part of you that's in fear, that's angry, that's rebelling and resisting. That's fighting. That's running, hiding. That's the ego. Right? Can you distinguish where you're at? What resonance, what frequency you're holding? To make a wonderful choice, there are no linear rules. Essentially, you must step into a greater and expanded self, i.e. that future self connected to that future self, and look at your options based upon love, power, freedom, and safety trust. If you love yourself, well, you do love yourself, but if you can acknowledge how much you love yourself and enjoy it, if you feel empowered, and you know you can take your power back from anything. If you're free, feel free to be yourself. And if you feel safe, that you know the distinction between you and your ego, the ego mind always sabotaging you, you can have a sense of safety and trust in your world, in your universe, in your everyday reality. And from this place, you can select an option that gives you more love, power, freedom, safety. Not your ego. Ego power is control. Ego love is what? Being kind of like self-obsessed, me, 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 all the time, selfish, right? Freedom, ego freedom, is irresponsibility. Ego safety is protection and defensiveness and hiding. So that's not where you're going. Instead, you're going to the grander you, the brighter you. And from this perspective, based on your knowledge of your own temperament, that is the lifestyle that works best for you, your body, your modality of life, you can right away generally sense shifts and variations between all the possibilities you're looking at and start to select them, start to narrow it down. Now, you may find more than one that enhances your love, power, freedom, and safety, trust. And if you find more than one, it's totally okay to make arbitrary a choice to do one of those. And you have the other one standing by in case you change your mind. One of the good things about being able to make choices from the position of love and power and freedom and safety is that there's no judgment on you if you change your mind. Now, if you make a commitment, a contractual commitment, yes, you must fulfill that. You've made an obligation for yourself, and you must work it out in some way. You might maybe renegotiate or whatever you need to do, but be responsible for it. Absolutely. But if you decide, if you change your mind, don't let your ego change your mind. The change of mind must be from a sense of, okay, I've explored this and I've explored this option and so on, and I don't think this is where I really want to go. I don't feel that this is as expansive for me as I would like for it to be. So therefore, I think I'm going to try another option. Give yourself permission, dear ones, to try whatever options you choose to change your mind. There's a lot of judgment for people who change their mind. And there's a lot of approval for workaholics and people who tirelessly and endlessly serve others or work hard or whatever, make a lot of money. It may not be your temperament. Love yourself enough to align whatever you choose to do, whoever you choose to be with, in a place that's loving, empowering, freeing, and safe for you. You have the capacity. You have the capacity to change your mind and start over if you wish. And without judgment on you. Without considering yourself a failure. Just because you change your mind doesn't mean you're a loser. That you can't get anything together. Yada, 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 yada. You want to keep all the judgments off. Because, dear ones, life is creation. All of this is creation. Every moment of this illusion that you experience, you're having the option to create. And around creativity, those of you who are creative, you know this, around creativity there's a lot of what you might say dead ends. You explore that. Well, let's explore that. Oh, no, I don't think that works. Okay, let's explore this. You know, you have the traditional picture of the writer sitting there at the typewriter. This is an old picture, of course, pre-computer era. But there's always a typing out the first sentence and then sitting back and ripping out the sheet of paper and crumpling it up and throwing it on the floor. And there's a pile of crumpled sheets on the floor. The mess of creativity is that you try stuff, you play with it. How does it feel? Does it work? Do you want it, more of it? Does it turn you on? That kind of thing. Or not. Explore. Adventure. Give yourself permission to quit. Now, quitting to the ego is a very irresponsible thing. Oh, we're just going to up yours and walk away. No. When you quit, you dismantle it with love, power, freedom, and trust. You dismantle it by negotiating, by caring. In other words, you know, if you have a house and you're going to sell your house and move to another city and buy another house, you just don't say, well, screw this and walk out of your house and leave it there. You stay there and get the house prepared to sell, and you sell it, and you do all that kind of financial stuff. You go to the other city, you find another house, but whatever, and there's a whole process. But with decisions and choices, normally people have a tremendous amount of pressure put on them that they've got to be right. Most of all the arguments you've ever had in your life with anybody, is over who's right. Right? It always kind of comes down to that. I'm right, you're wrong. Or I'm more right than you are. Don't put that pressure on you for a choice. Now, choices and decisions, we are using the terms almost interchangeably, but let us just make a subtle distinction between them. Choices have to do with alignments. You're going to choose that you're going to be, let's say, vegetarian rather than a meat eater. That's a choice. It's an alignment with certain guidelines or principles or practices or tradition or whatever it is, but it's an alignment. A choice is an alignment. If you want to make a choice to work in a different industry than the one you're in now, that's a different alignment. You align yourself with another industry. Okay, instead of working in insurance, you're going to work in the movies. All right, you're gonna work on set designing, all right, whatever it is. That's an alignment from the insurance to that. That's a choice, right? A choice can be to have a child or not. The choice is to go to this school or that. The choice is to live in this house or that. That's a choice. The decision, on the other hand, is how to activate the choice into physical manifestation. The decision is, okay, I've chosen to change my career to this other field, so I am choosing this other field. Now the decision is, how do I approach this other field? Where am I going to look for a job? Who am I going to talk to? Where am I going to go? The actions are part of the decision. All right? Now, choices can be small choices. Like when you're, you have like two or three events you could go to in an evening, or two or three shows to watch on TV. So you can choose, okay, I think I'd rather have a comedy tonight than the drama. But the decision is, okay, when will we listen? When is that program on? Do I have it on DVD, or am I going to go here or there, or is there other considerations? So it can be very small. A decision can be something that gets, that in itself shows up in itself. You're on the way to an event, right? That's a choice you've made. On the way to the event, and as you go there, you find that you're in a traffic jam, and you say, oh, I think I know a shortcut, so I'm going to decide now. I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to make this right turn right here, this left turn here, and I'm just going to go down the side street and go another way. That's a decision made right on the spot. So it goes on all day long, every day. You're making decisions and choices. If you can stay in your greater self, in the alignment with your truer, greater self, with that future you you're becoming, these choices and decisions, small to big, will line up in beautiful, magical ways. And magic is this synchronicity. You know, when you know you're on the right track and you're in joy about it and you're enthusiastic about it, all of a sudden, ding, 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 and all sorts of stuff starts to click, 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 and things start to show up and fall into place, et cetera, et cetera. It's like magic. When you're aligned up with your true self, your choices, your decisions connect with magic on all levels. And your manifestations and your successes are so much more solid. In fact, a definition of success would not be according to how much money you make or how much love you get and adoration, but how much do you live your life in alignment with your spiritual self? If you can make your choices and decisions in alignment with you, that greater you, all your life events, circumstances, and possibilities will line up to you. And that is the greatest success. Because you won't burn out. There's nothing to resist. You won't tire. You won't get bored. It's all about you. And it becomes the great grand adventure. This is where you all are moving towards. Every one of you in a spiritual path is to discover the divine within you. And then to discover how this divine you creates this illusion and then have a blast doing it deliberately and consciously. All right. So at this time, we'd like to take a question then. If anyone has any kind of question they'd like to ask, it can be on the topic or any other topic of interest to you.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Yes.
I have a question about some of the things that are going on in society today in terms of choices that we make with respect to old societal laws, for example, or in particular with respect to government laws that are really more oppressive and repressive,
yes,
or mostly oppressive,
mm-hmm,
and how to make appropriate choices between what is law and what is spiritual law, what is, mm-hmm, human physical law and what is...
All right, that's a very good question. Because a lot of people are pulled, in a sense, almost pulled in two because of that. And there are definitely a lot of oppressive laws that are going on. A lot of laws that are not respectful for individual liberty and responsibility. These laws were made by politicians who, of course, first of all, make laws, in a sense, to eliminate chaos and restore order or establish some kind of control and order. That's what government's about. Government is here saying, we will protect you from chaos by getting all these rules. Then you don't have to think. You don't have to feel anything. All you have to do is follow the rules. Very simplistic view. Very linear. You as a spiritual being, though, have a much grander sense and much grander scope of what is really authentic as a rule, as a law, for example. You're moving actually into fourth dimensional society over the next few years, and fourth dimensional society is the rule of love, not the rule of law, right? You are the leading exponents of this reality that is going to be created. The template is you, right? Now, what we have noticed is that if you operate from the basic loving concept, which is an old ancient pagan concept, first, do no harm, yes? You know? Do that which is joyous for you, but don't harm anybody. If you operate according to that, very often, even if you are stepping over the boundaries of a quote-unquote law, there'll be flexibility for you, unless you judge the law. If you judge the law, it is like in making decisions. If you judge a law as bad, wrong, evil, oppressive, just horrendous, and look what they're doing to people, and you're in a place where you don't have a lot of power. You don't feel very free. You're angry and you're not feeling the love and you don't feel safe. So first, if you're going to evaluate, okay, here's what I want to do, but here's what the government says is my limit and that I must do this that is abhorrent to me. And we can use an example. For example, there are places where they actually legally ruled that these parents had to give vaccinations to their children. That was in New Jersey. And the parents said, no, we should have free will. We should have control over our bodies and our children's bodies. And we don't want those vaccinations. There may be mercury poisoning in there, well, et cetera, et cetera. But in the government, they took the whole case into the courtroom to say, no, you've got to do vaccination. If you don't vaccinate, your child doesn't go to school, you're illegal, and you can be thrown into jail, punished, fined, et cetera, et cetera. When you get to something like that, first you must dismantle all the judgment. You must let it all go. You must get to the place of understanding that these politicians are doing it through their own filters. They're looking through their little glasses at life. And they're looking at through their little glasses of fear. Fear of disorder. And to acknowledge that, in a sense, have compassion for that. That doesn't mean that you don't stand up at certain times against the government. It's important for you to participate as a citizen. That's part of a democracy. That's part of a system that can expand and grow and be flexible. But do it not from a place of judgment, not from bad, wrong, right and wrong. Get out of the right and wrong category. Stay with your preference. Stay in alignment with yourself. Stay in your own personal freedom. And what happens is that there becomes a certain, it's almost automatic. There's a certain protection for you. There's an opening for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
All right. Because it's the judgment that brings the attack, the oppression. In other words, if you're angry at the government for putting a speed limit on the road, right? And I, damn it, the speed limit is 45. This is ridiculous. I want to go faster because I'm running a little late. And this is really stupid. And then you get pulled over by a cop and given a ticket. These tickets can be pretty expensive, too. Then you're even more pissed, right? It's unfair. It's unfair. Why were you pulled over? Right. A lot of times it's because, why are you caught rather than someone else? You see some people speed and they don't get caught. Sometimes you think, oh, I wish they would get caught. Have compassion for them. They may be speeding dangerously. Oh, may they be protected. And everyone that's in their path. But if you orient differently, and you orient from light and you orient from love, sometimes you can speed. You won't be the one getting caught. But if you are judging the government, you're going to be in their radar. You're going to be picked up in the radar. You're going to be attacked. But the way to stay out of the radar or under the radar is to be personally sovereign, that is in your spiritual self. And that love and that light will ultimately expand. The laws will expand your reality. There's a lot of laws on the books right now that are terrible laws that have not been repealed, but they're not enforced anymore either. They just got outdated because people changed, consensus shifted. And you have the freedom actually to create circumstance like that. It's important that to end your period of rebellion against the government or against authority figures of any kind, regardless of what authorities they are. They could be religious authorities, legal authorities, educational authorities. Stop your resistance. Stop your rebellion. Step into your own freedom. Make your own choices. Live your own life with love. With love, power, freedom, and safety. And when you do, it's not a threat to anyone. And others will not be a threat to you. All right. Thank you for that question.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi. I have a personal question. I had a operation. I had an appendicitis, and there was a so-called benign tumor that had burst inside my abdomen. And the doctors, they want to give me another operation perhaps this summer to see if there's any remnant, a microscopic remnant of the tumor in my abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered if you see anything psychically in me about my medical problem.
All
what
right.
advice you might give.
All right, well, when is that going to happen? August, did you say?
Well, perhaps in the summer I might have an operation.
And when would that be if they decided or whatever, if you decided, what timing would that be?
Probably in July.
All right, and so here we are in May at this time. Mm-hmm. So you have about maybe a couple of months here.
Yes.
All right. Well, the first thing that we would suggest, dear one, is for you to remove all the fear that hangs around you. Right? Now, admittedly, in this culture that you live, the term cancer is probably your tumor or operation or what are other some juicy ones, huh? That are just scare the bejesus out of you, right?
Malignant,
oh yeah, okay. Dangerous, life-threatening, those kinds of things. When you start hearing that type of stuff, it creates this kind of cloud of fear. It's a consensus reality, a collective reality kind of thing. Right? It's in your collective reality, all the thoughts and the feelings going around out there in the world and in the media and so on, have it's like a radio waves, you know, of all sorts of different frequencies. If you're on the right station, you'll pick it up, right? If you're on the station for frustration, anger, and rage, you'll pick that one up, right? Anything that's in the culture, and you'll be really angry about everything, right? And if your radio station is tuned to fear, all the fears will come at you, right? So that what we're sensing here for you, dear one, and this is for all of you, and we're going to do a little meditation, a little healing for all of you there, and for you as well, dear one, is to release the fear. Because what the fear does is attract realities that you don't want. You know, do you want realities that you fear? No. You want realities that you desire. So we would suggest that the first thing to do is to let go of the fear-based realities and attract and call to yourself and start putting your focus on positive outcomes, positive developments, positive changes. That makes sense to you, yes?
Okay, yes.
Now,
yes.
Most people are not trained to do that. And so as a result, they will go, okay, I'm focusing on positive, 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 positive. Now, you don't want to say positive in the sense of no surgery, no surgery, no surgery, because no surgery is actually a negative. It's a surgery, right?
Right.
So what you want to think is healthy, healthy, vibrant, healthy, healthy, clean, healthy, right? Things like that. Now, because you have been tuned to the fear station, right, you're going to have a temptation to slide back into that fear. And it will come back, but it's really important for you not to take it as being more valid and more real and more significant, more important, and so on, as healthy, clean, and strong. It's your choice. What are you going to align with? You're going to align with the medical system? We feel for you if you do. Line with the medical system, you've got drugs and surgery and poisons of various sorts and all sorts of painful things ahead for you. So you don't want to align there. But fear will align you right up to that because that's the collective consensus way of doing it. And then you'll, those doctors will talk to you and you'll, woo, you'll be quaking in your boots. So you want to align with the reality of healthy and strong. Now, this requires responsibility because that's a part of being powerful. It's a part of being free. That you must now make a commitment to your body. You have 2 months to make a commitment to your body, to love it, to energize it, to heal it, to clean it, to strengthen it. Because if you are too lazy to do that, you slide right back into the old alignment. Because the medical system alignment is, oh, the patient doesn't do anything. You're sick, you come to a doctor and you submit yourself to whatever the doctor says you need to do as a treatment. It's a very passive place. But when you take power for your own health and your own vitality, you will take power for your emotional body as well as your mental body, as well as your physical body. You will step into your power, to your love, to your freedom, and trusting that it will turn out okay. It will turn out good for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
All right? Because you can make this shift. It's a frequency shift and an alignment shift. That's a choice shift. And there are people who can do that, who have done that, and they have, like, healed instantly. Now, we're not saying that's available to everyone because, frankly, most of you don't believe that's possible, although it is. It's all a resonance frequency shift. However, if you kept shifting and shifting and all the negative self-talk and all the fears and all the worries and all the da-da-da-da-da and all the delineation of, oh, and looking for symptoms and looking, oh, how does it feel today? Oh, is that symptom back? And worrying and worrying and worrying, you're not going to make it into that new alliance, that new energy. It's a very good question. We sense that you have a really good chance for this to be nothing in 2 months.
Okay. Thank you.
But you have to take care of it if you shift it. Because if you don't, you'll keep sliding back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And you really have to get your feet steady into the new reality to make it a shift. Now, all of you have something that you want to heal. You all have a shift you would like to make permanent. Every one of you has had to face negative self-talk in your head, have you not? Every one of you has had, like, worry thoughts, fear thoughts, resentment thoughts, you know, anxiety thoughts, dark thoughts, gloomy thoughts. Every one of you keeps looking at the symptoms that your life is bad or what you haven't put together yet in your life and what's not working. You can obsess with that stuff. It's tempting because that's the way you're trained. So what would you like to change? What alliance would you like to shift? What choice of alignment would you like to make? Where do you have your negativity? Is it in your body, like this dear one? Is it in your emotions, in your relationships, in your financial? You always worry about scarcity and not having enough? Where is your weakness? Where is it? So let's do a little meditation. Now we know that there's noise coming in from all directions, except beneath. But it should not actually make any difference here. It's, in a sense, giving you a little bit more of a challenge, perhaps, to stay focused and to make this shift more empowered, more deliberate. So let yourselves close your eyes. It's always easier to do with your eyes closed so that you can pull this curtain of privacy around you. All you need to do is just laugh at the noise that's going on. It's like the reality saying, are you sure you really want to do something, you know, pivotal and significant? You really do want to heal this? Ha 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 ha. Might be your ego playing a trick on you. And then this, sometimes it's like you stay more present when you have that kind of stuff. Some of you, as soon as we take you into meditation, just go off into nowheresville and have no clue what's going on. This may keep you present. So think of it as a positive and laugh about it when it jumps into your mind's consciousness. And let yourself think about, now, okay, what do I want to align with? Like the dear one says, okay, here's my old alignment with the medical system and with surgery and all that that entails and all the pain and suffering and the recovery time and all the displacement and all the not being able to do what I want to do, blah, 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 blah. All of that track, medical system track, over to a new alignment where here I am. I take charge. I am in a joyous, full, complete state of health. I start with my own vibrational health and I align with it and I expect and anticipate magic and I expect and anticipate that everything's going to work out. It's going to work out well for me. I trust that my reality is my friend and it can work out for me. Two alignments. One, a lot of suffering. The other, a lot of freedom. Select yours. All right, let's go to the one that is the negative. It's a lot easier for people to delineate and detail out this one. You spent a lot of time delineating what you do not like and what you do not want and what you don't want to have in your life and what's bad about things and so on. And all of you know that to the nth degree. So just now, think about that. What's that old alignment that you'd like to end now forever? And what's that negative self-talk that you would say to yourself? Maybe judging yourself, judging others. Putting things on right and wrong polarities. Worrying. Lining up lists of symptoms or issues or patterns or problems. Feel the heaviness of it. Just get into it and feel it. The heaviness of it. It's tough in there. It's not pleasant. This is pain and suffering, at least psychically or emotionally, to be in tune with this whole mental construct. You've been here, you've done this. You can drop it. It's like a coat that you bought and it's worn out, it's threadbare now, but you keep putting it on and thinking it'll keep you warm, and it doesn't anymore. You can take it off and let it go. It's too bad, even for Goodwill. You don't want even to donate it. Maybe burn it might work. But you don't want it to wear it anymore. It's dark, it's heavy, it's ugly, it's painful. Let yourself tune into this vibration. The more that you can tune into it and feel the issue in there, feel it in your body, feel the heaviness like dark rocks and blockages in your energy field, in your body, feel the heaviness of it. The more you can feel it, the better you can let it go. It's not about running from this, but about knowing this. Know what you have created, what you've allowed yourself to be consumed by. Feel it. Feel how real you have made it in your life. How important and significant you have made it in your life. Feel that heavy, toxic energy. Feel it getting heavier and heavier as you see how it impacts all of your life. How it darkens your everything in your life. This one area, how it taints and contaminates your life, depletes you, loads you down, burdens you, hurts you. We have a wondrous vortex spinning. This vortex spinning, you at the center. So you're not really feeling the swirls and the spinning and the spinning. It's out from you. And further from you, the more violently, more intensely it spins. But you, at the still point in the center of the vortex, recognize there's a vortex we have built for you. That what you give this vortex will be spun off into light. It'll be transmuted back into raw energy from which it came. All of this toxic stuff came from initially from raw energy. It came from initially the same consciousness and light of your soul as all the beauty and the love has come. It's all energy. But this is toxic now, a toxic alignment. We're going to count to three, and at the count of three, take this whole heavy coat you've been wearing, heavy, heavy coat of pain, and throw it into the vortex. And as it goes further and further from you, it'll go faster and faster until it is transmuted back into energy and into light. One, feel it as heavy as you can now. Feel it as real and as close. All those thoughts, all those feelings, all those negative self-defeating choices that you have made, all those alignments. Two. And now, let it go. Three. And we're just going to do a little breathing here, and we're going to work and do some cleaning on all of you. Here we go. Now, if there's any of you that think, oh, I shouldn't let it all go because I need to learn from it. Okay, that's bullshit, okay? Let it go. Come on. There's nothing more. You've learned everything you can learn from it. Let it go now. Here we go. Whatever is left. We're going to break it. Break it. Break the energy. There you go. Okay. Just take a nice breath. Now you should be feeling kind of disoriented a little bit and lighter. If you still feel some heaviness, just take an exhale and go and just let any heaviness that still remains out. With your choice, I choose to let that go. All right, you're looking much, much better. But you are a little woozy, a little disoriented, okay? Now, what is it that you choose to align to? If you don't really know what you want and what you desire, then take that what you don't want and see if you can kind of imagine, just to start with, the light version of it. Okay, if the dark one is, you know, pain and suffering, well, what's the light version going to be? It's going to be love and exhilaration and celebration and having a wonderful time and being challenged and finding juicy experiences and exploring and adventuring and discovering more about yourself and creating and having passion and feeling loving and connecting and touching and healing. So just kind of sense what that would be now. If your radio station were tuned to the light channel, the positive that can unfold from where you are now, where your inner self-talk is clean and clear, where you assume that you're going to be happy rather than sad, where you're going to be passionate rather than always pissed, and where your anger has a certain sense of strength about it and blows right through rather than getting stuck in there and becoming toxic, where your love is a joyous celebration and not a doormat or servitude. Define your new place where you would like to be. Just a broad stroke or two. You don't have to do it in detail, but we do recommend later that you do. And just step into that now. Get close and intimate to that and feel the light. Feel the healing. Feel the freedom, the love, the power. Feel the safety and the trust. Feel what it'd feel like if you knew that your universe was friendly and things were going to turn out really great, regardless. That's just the way it is for you. It's natural for you for things to turn out really well in this area. What would that feel like? Claim it. Yeah, that's me. That's what I choose. Now, we'd prefer that you don't mentally to yourself say, this is what I want. Because the word want also means lack. Instead, say, this is what I desire. This is what I choose. I decide to step into this. I decide to live this way. Keep your power. Abundant universe has every possibility for you. Feel the light. Okay, now brighten it and intensify it. Make it more and more and more and more and more and more and more intense. And we're going to count to three. And at the count of three, you're going to send this out into the vortex. Now we know that you're going, what? I don't want to let this one go. Attachment, dear one, makes it toxic. So what you're going to do this time, the intention is as you let it go out into the vortex, it's going to spin out into your universe and imprint your reality with a new vibration for you. So that everything that comes to you in your life is in alignment with this frequency. So get into the intensity of the light now. Really feel it. The love, the freedom, the power, the safety, the trust. The love, the freedom, the power, the safety, the trust. Feel them, feel them. Feel it, feel it, feel it. What if you live this way 24/7? Yeah, even when you're asleep, you're there. Yeah, feel it. Pump it up, ramp it up. And we're going to add some light to you. We're going to do some ramping up for you, adding light to you, making it more and more intense in your vibrational field, in your energy field, building it up, building it up, building it up. And at the count of three, you're going to send it out into your world to become real for you. One. Stronger, stronger now. Come on. More and more. More and more. Building it up. Oh, this joyous celebration. Happiness. So much happiness. The ecstasy. The bliss of life. The passion for life. The joy and celebration of life and love. Power, freedom, safety. Two and three. And there's this huge ripple effect moving out from you through your whole reality. Shifting it, changing it, retuning it, realigning your reality to you, to your future, the self that you are becoming, the light self you came here to be. Really, way out there into the physical, tangible realm of your physical plane. There we go. All right. Now just know that it's going out there and it's shifting stuff. Can you feel a little bit stronger and a little bit brighter now? Just feel it, feel it. Feel how much you have shifted your frequency of yourself. Okay, now, we'd like to, before you finish, we'd like to ground this now. Let's just ground it. The light extends down into the ground, through your feet. Anchoring to Mother Earth. The light moves up, also extends and expands upward as well, through your third eye and crown chakra, through your head, up to your higher self, to a greater you that holds the greater frequency of your possibility, your soul and spirit, your divine you, connected below and above. There we go. All right. Looking much better. It's aligning now. It's really connecting and it's going deep into every cell. May take a few hours to do. Let yourself open your eyes gently and return. Well, that was a humdinger. We got a chance to work with some of you. All of you, actually, and do some interesting work.
You're a humdinger, Alexis.
Thank you, dear one. We like that word. It's just it's one of those funny words, right?
Yeah.
Humdinger. All right. Okay, you're all looking much nicer, much brighter, and you're still laughing a bit. Good, that's good about all the noise.